The Bahrain Center for Human Rights has expressed concern about a government crackdown on Shia activists in the country. People are also staging protests amid allegations that the government is harassing political opposition figures. Here's more.
Tensions are heating up in the Persian Gulf nation of Bahrain since the government stepped up pressure on the majority Shia Muslims and pro-democracy activists. The authorities have charged 23 Shia opposition figures and human rights activists with plotting to topple the government. Most of the men were arrested back in August, along with around 250 supporters. In a pro-democracy protest, hundreds of people staged a rally in the capital Manama on Tuesday to protest Saudi Arabia's support for the crackdown. Protesters reportedly blocked a road connecting Bahrain to Saudi Arabia. Two leading opposition activists among those charged are being tried in absentia. Saeed al-Shihabi is one of them.
They crack down on people, they arrest them, they torture them, they abuse them, and they may slow the movement for a while, but usually such movements gain more momentum and get up from the ruins of the society with even greater vision, stronger vision, and greater endeavor.
The authorities' crackdown on opposition figures comes just weeks before the country goes to the polls to vote in parliamentary elections. Human rights groups accuse the government of severely torturing political detainees.
Things is very deteriorating, as even in the streets, the people are being kidnapped by special security forces. No one knows where they belong to. They are kidnapped, they are tortured, they are sexually harassed and assaulted, and they were pictured all at naked. Situation almost bad, and the people being arrested in an hourly basis.
Manama has denied the torture allegations and charged the 23 men with instigating violence. Meanwhile, a number of Bahrain's key Muslim leaders have said that the opposition is non-violent. They have pleaded for justice for all Bahrainis.